you're still at a loose end, you can head down to Enniscorthy for the Rocking Food and Fruit Festival. Now, people may be familiar with the Wexford Strawberry Fair, which first launched back in the 1960s, but it's been merged into a summer festival, which has been running over the weekend and ends today. The festival is showcasing the quality of the Wexford strawberry, which growers say is under threat from cheaper fruit available in the supermarkets, and also features innovative strawberry-based products. Cathy Lee has this report from Wexford.
We're just examining the crop, right? We've got to lift up the crop and they've got to select the red berry. That berry I would describe as ripe, okay?
Yep.
It's completely red all round. It's got a perfect shape. It should be nice and juicy and it should be sweet.
John Green has been a strawberry farmer in Gorey County, Wexford since 1987. A vital event in the summer calendar has been the annual strawberry fair in Enniscorthy. It ran up to 2019 before the pandemic. This year, for the first time, the strawberry fair will not take place. This weekend, a new festival aims to promote Wexford food producers, not just growers. Chairman of the newly formed Rockin' Food and Fruit Festival, Eric Barron, explains.
Enniscorthy is synonymous with strawberries. Farmers here produce, small farmers alike, produce strawberries, and they had them at the Strawberry Festival. You have strawberries now from, you know, might say very early summer up until nearly late autumn with all the automated facilities that they have now. We were finding it difficult to produce two festivals in Enniscorthy this year, so what was decided that we would amalgamate with the Strawberry Festival to bring the two festivals together. And the main thing about it was that we would bring the best of both festivals, and that's the whole idea, and producers will be there to market their product.
The popularity of the Strawberry Fair declined in recent years, and growers like John Green and Cyril Wheelock, who has a farm outside Enniscorthy, hope the new festival will help them stand out.
Great to see the Strawberry Festival, which was going for over 50 years, being continued on, amalgamated and continued on in this new festival. Wexford is famous for strawberries. Yeah, all you do is go all over Ireland and you'll see signs for Wexford strawberries. Great to get our be involved with the festival and keep the name of the Wexford strawberry alive and kicking.
Factory supply was the mainstay of the strawberry business back in the 1960s, 70s and 80s, you know. Supermarkets arrived in Ireland and became interested in buying strawberries. That changed the scene totally.
As producers, we have to sell our crop. Strawberry Festival was set up to promote the crop. There was 1,200 growers in Wexford now. There's only about 15 or 20 of us left.
We've got rising prices all around. People are worried about the winter. And I would worry about the future of not just Wexford strawberries, but strawberries growing anywhere. People, for convenience, might tend to go back to the supermarkets and to some extent forget about the local producer. The main focus with a supermarket is on price. I would see that as being very difficult for producers. If this farm didn't exist, there'd be a big gap in the economy.
But there is hope that the legacy of the Wexford strawberry will continue on into the future.
My name is Mark Kavanagh and I'm the founder of Wexbury Spirits, and we're only after launching in the last 10 months and we now have a Wexford strawberry infused vodka and in the last week a raspberry infused vodka. The Rockin' Food and Fruit Festival is going to be a very big one for us. The Strawberry Fair was always the event that we always knew we had to get to, and even though it's not exactly how we'd envisaged, it's fantastic to see how the festival have incorporated local food producers more strongly into the event.
Mark Kavanagh ending that report from Cathy Lee. You can get more information at rockinfoodandfruitfestival.ie.